Very interesting question, a very important question, and the question is not addressed in clinical trials. When we are talking about long-term sequelae, then we are talking about 10, 20, 30 years, and the trials are stopped at 5 years, so you don't have this information. And then talking about radiotherapy, you have to wait like 20 years if there's a risk, an increased risk, for example, for solid tumors, which we know it is. But then you have changed the treatment from extended field, to involved node or involved site nowadays, so that the technique has improved substantially. So we don't know if the risk we observe today from the treatments 20 years ago will be the same that we will see in 20 years. This is really hard to judge on. And for example, in early stage disease with 20 gray involved field radiotherapy, I very much doubt that there will be severe side effects and really major increase in the occurrence of second neoplasia. But obviously, I don't know. Nobody knows. So in the end, I think we should focus on what we know, and we know that it is very well tolerated during the observation period we have, up to 7-8 years. It is really very safe. So I wouldn't go for an increase in the aggressive nerve of chemotherapy just to omit radiotherapy, because this adds toxicity we can see immediately.